इज मल्टी टास्किंग डिजायरेबल और अनडिजायरेबल फॉर फोकसिंग और बींग प्रोडक्टिव? सी देर इज द शू दैट फिट्स वन लेग बाइट्स अनदर लेग. सिमिलरली वॉट वर्क्स फॉर वन पर्सन डजेंट वर्क फॉर अनदर अनदर पर्सन. सो डिफरेंट पीपल आर सिंपली डिफरेंट. सम पीपल कैन डू वन थिंग एट अ टाइम. ऑफकोर्स वी ऑल डू वन थिंग एट अ टाइम, बट some people, you know, they are so, you could say, mentally voracious. If you tell them to do one thing at a time, they just can't do it, you know. And each individual has to be honest, you know. Sometimes some people have one screen open on their computer and they work on that. Some people have two or three monitors, and some people say, no, if I have two, three monitors, I get distracted. Some people say, no, if two, three monitors are there, I can keep a watch on other things also. So now it's a matter of individual preference, whether you want to work with two monitors or three monitors or one monitor. So like that, some people say we should never multitask. But you know, some people can do it well. Some people can't. So it's not necessarily advantage or disadvantage. We have to see what is the way I work the best. And we need to give due attention to whatever we are doing. And how we can give the due attention, that will vary according to person. And sometimes it can vary according to task also. So in some tasks, we can do multitasking. In some tasks, we may not be able to do. So usually, based on our nature, certain tasks are very easy for us. And when those tasks are easy, they don't engage us enough. So if at that time, we do something else also, that engages us. Now some people are, say, you know, very visual, very kinesthetic. But they want to move precisely. They want to keep everything well organized. So for those people, you know, when they're cleaning also, they are very careful in arranging everything well. For some people, cleaning is just a core to get me done. So, you know, for them, they want to maybe hear something or sing something or do something else to get the core done. So that it doesn't matter how we are, you know. Rather than thinking of this, thinking of such things as right or wrong, we can think of this, these are right or wrong for me. And don't extrapolate what works or does not work for us on others. Now, we, in dealing with the mind, we use the strategy that works best for us. And we encourage others to find the strategy that works best for them. You know, when I take darshan of the deities, I always find that if I recite some verses, some shlokas, that helps me to connect with the deities. I think, oh, this verse that is describing Krishna, describing the Lord, you know, that same Lord is present over here. So once I spoke in a class, and you know, we can recite verses when we are taking darshan of the deities. And then after 2 days, one devotee came to me and he said that, you know, you told that we should recite verses, but when I go in front of the deities and then I think of remembering the verse, remembering that verse causes so much tension that whatever bhakti is there goes away. So the what works for me doesn't work for that person. So it's not right or wrong. It's just that what is right for me or wrong for me. According to that, we can decide. Does that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.